This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Dan Patrick Show. He's Kelvin Washington. I'm Jonas Knox. In for Dan and the guys. You can listen to us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app as well. You can find us on one of hundreds of affiliates all across the country, as we are going to take you all the way up until noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific here on this Tuesday. Got everybody getting excited. We got the play-in tournaments and the NBA coming up later on. We've also got an announcement that has been made by YouTube TV. Congratulations for those of you wondering whether or not you were going to have to break the bank when it comes to the Sunday ticket package from YouTube TV. They have just announced their pricing for it. So YouTube has announced that the current YouTube TV members can add Sunday ticket at a pre-sale full season price of $249 through June 6th. And that is a $100 savings on the retail cost. So it looks like it's going to cost you anywhere between $300 to $400 to watch all your NFL action next year. So everybody get ready to start putting some money aside if you want to get the Sunday ticket from DirecTV that's no longer existing and now will be on YouTube. So
listen, brother, it's getting carried away right now in life. And what I mean by that is it used to be able to justify buying something like that. Like when I first moved here, right? I'm coming from Detroit and I want to watch the Lions. And I'm like, baby, listen, hear me out. I know I don't even have a job in LA yet, but hear me out. It is imperative in which I watch the Lions, because when I do get a job, I'm like trying to sell it, right? And you're like, all right, you know what? He doesn't have a lot of things. Let this be his thing. But right now, with inflation, shrinkflation, and all the other Asians, it's getting harder and harder to look at, hey, baby, look, okay, hear me out. If I get to watch the game, that's peace, and I'm happy. That if I'm happy, you happy, we happy. Like, it's getting crazy right now. And then to justify, you know, $250, it's like, all right now, because the last time I checked, gas prices are not going down. House, the interest rate is going up. You know,
and that's $250 if you're, if you want to order it ahead of time before June 6th, or yeah, June 6th is the date. And I mean, a lot of people are going to be paying closer to $400
yeah.
if they want to get Red Zone and all the other things that come along with it. And here's why it's interesting that you saw this come out where owners approved this a couple of weeks ago, and it kind of flew under the radar where they said, oh, well, we're going to allow brick and mortar sports books at our stadiums. It's because people are looking around and they're like doing exactly what you're doing. They're evaluating, where do I want to put my cost? Where do I want to spend my money? And they're going, okay, do I really want to go to an actual game, or I'd rather stay home? And if I'm paying $400 to watch all these games, I'm not going anywhere on a Sunday. I'm staying my ass home. I'm going to cook. I'm going to do what I need to do. And I'm going to watch my football and let that be, to your point, your thing. They're not going to show up to these stadiums anymore. They're not going to pay these prices to go sit, wait to use the bathroom, pay $20 for a beer, $20 for all this stuff. If you realize, look, yeah, it's going to cost me $400, but I don't have to go to these venues and sit in traffic. You and I were just talking about the traffic here in LA and how brutal it is even right now at a little after 7 in the morning. I just think people are going to look at this and they're going to pay these prices, because this is kind of what around what DirecTV's Red Zone and Sunday Ticket package was the past several years. And they realize it's a lot more affordable than having to go to some of these venues and some of these games.
You know what always shocks me? You just mentioned, yeah, the nacho, the beer, like, you kind of, nothing tops parking for me. Like, I'll die. Like,
it's crazy.
May he rest in peace. Any last words? I still don't understand parking. And then like, beep, and I'm dead. Because I have no other place to park. Like, this is where, like, you don't, when you go to the grocery store, they don't charge you, right? You walk, you park, you go in there. And when you go to a school, they don't say, hey, man, I know this is where you had to be, but I got to charge you $7 for that park. Like, you go to these places. I park to come into this venue, this place, this whatever it may be. It always blows me away. And fine, okay, you got to charge me because it is land, and it's usually, okay, I get it. And especially if you're in like Inglewood right now, SoFi Stadium, where Inglewood is blowing up like crazy.
Yeah.
Part of it is because you're here, NFL. I'm always blown away at how much parking is. Like, you kind of forget. And I'm not going to lie, I've been spoiled for a very long time in my life now because we work in sports. So I've been spoiled in that regard of like tickets and parking kind of taken care of, that whenever I forget, I'm like, oh shoot, let me go to this game. Excuse me? $75 to park, $50 to park, $100 to park? To park? I'm like, oh, that's right. It comes with a free nacho and a beer. Like, nah. Oh, that's my baby. She loves popcorn. It comes with free popcorn. No. Do I get my own valet guy? No. This is just regular old, you still got to walk 175 yards parking?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's insane, man. I was talking with somebody here at Fox Sports Radio, and they were telling me they were going to go to a Rams preseason game at SoFi. And I might kind of forget who the Rams were playing, but it was just a preseason game they were going to go. It's August. There's nothing else going on. It's kind of the dead time in baseball. There's no NBA, all that. It was like over $100 to park.
No, it's insane.
For a preseason game.
Yep. Oh, don't think it. So I'm glad you said the preseason game. The reason why the moment where I lost my mind is when the Rams got here. They were still playing the Coliseum. It was against the Cowboys. I remember this. And I remember how I got the tickets. I was fortunate. I was, all right, great. Wife want to go. Let's get out. It was Sunday afternoon, beautiful weather. Why not? And that was, to your point, that was a day. I was like, okay, this is getting ridiculous. I'm at the Coliseum. This is a college stadium.
You're not even anywhere nearby. Like, how long's the walk to pay $100 to watch?
Exactly. And I'm like, wait. How much? I literally looked at the lady. I'll never forget. Like, how much? And she kind of looked at me like, hey, bro, I just needed a job. Like, I didn't make these prices. Your girl just needed a job. I'm just working on the weekends, get a little extra. You know, my son got a little thing I need to pay for. And I just remember being blown away. And I thought about it. You know, we're fortunate. We're doing all right in life. And I'm just like, what hardworking person can afford this $100, tickets for the fam, food for the fam? You know, the kid might want their favorite player's shirt, jersey, hoodie. I'm like, this is literally like, well, we're going, okay, I was going to say Disneyland. Disneyland has lost their mind too. But it's like a family trip. Like, this is an actual family trip going to a game. So you're right. I mean, I guess if you're going to spend the $400, we get to watch them every game. We get to watch whether on the road, doesn't matter. We get to do our own guacamole. I love the way she puts a little cumin and a little extra lemon juice in the guacamole. We'll just be home. Because it's getting crazy to go to a game. And it might end up being where it's so corporate. You lose the average person, and it comes corporations buying up a bunch of tickets and sending clients and whatnot.
And look, I don't know if you're like me. I like to go to games now. If I go to games, I've done the whole media thing. But if I'm not working, I kind of like going as a fan. I want to go and just enjoy the game. I want to be able to have a beer and not be judged by some blowhard who's in the media center who goes, oh, well, how could you be having a drink right now? It's like, dude, you got a press conference to go to. I don't. I'm just using my media credential.
right.
So you go figure out whatever your issue is with yourself. But so if I go to a game, I want to go as a fan. But if you just do the math on this, all right, so say parking, you know, we'll split the difference. If it's not 50 and it's not 100, we'll say it's 75. If you do a ticket each is $100. If you want to get food and a couple of drinks, it's probably another $50 each. I mean, we're looking at, what, $700 for a family of four to go to a game? And you're telling me I can get an entire season of NFL games for $400? I'm telling you, man, like, these prices are steep, but in comparison to what is being what these stadiums are putting together and the amount of money it costs to go to these games, I can understand why people aren't showing up.
And to be honest with you, football specifically, I prefer at home. Like, just
totally agree.
They literally make the field, because our TVs now, they're not squares like back in the day. They're rectangles. It fits the field.
Totally agree.
You know, it fits the field. As you mentioned, huge lines between going to the restroom or food. The delays, right? Like, you forget how big the delays are because you're entertained with commercials. You're entertained with your phone. You're entertained with, you know, talking to your kids or on your buddy. Did you see that play on the phone with your buddy when you're watching a game at home? When you're there, you forget how many delays there are. Now, if you're not overly invested, I mean, if you're like a crazy diehard and you're like, I've never missed since my dad took me when I was 8. Okay, I get it. It's a thing that you do. But, like, just going to a game, like, hey, man, you want to go to Rams? Oh, I'll go to Rams game. It's actually much more fun on television.
Agreed.
Too. At home,
totally
I should
agree.
Say, or with your buddy or with a couple buddies to watch the game.
The at-home
I enjoy
product,
better.
The yeah. at-home product
That's
has changed
the point.
The game.
They have, it looks better. It sounds better. You get the analysis. You got your own food. They have created it to be the perfect at-home thing.
It's fantastic. And that's why, look, and I don't know if you're like me. Like, it's great going to these big venues. Like, SoFi is fantastic. They just had WrestleMania there a couple of weeks ago. I had a buddy who went to WrestleMania. He told me a can of beer was $19. I mean, it's insane. The parking is $80 to $100, and yet they still had 160,000+ people go for a two-day WrestleMania. So you had 80,000 one day, 81 and change the next day. That's not a bad weekend for SoFi Stadium. Like that, and also the places around the stadium.
Oh, everybody's winning.
Listen, the you know, LA street dogs that they're throwing out outside the stadium when you walk away. So SoFi is fantastic. I had a chance to go there for the national championship game. All of it is awesome. And these big venues are cool. There's something about an intimate setting at a game. And I think we're going to get to the point to where teams are going to build stadiums with less seating capacity, especially if you're a place that isn't going to have concerts and Super Bowls and all that. Because there, like, if you go to, have you ever been out here? Is it Dignity Health Center? It used to be the StubHub Center.
So, yeah.
So I went and watched a bunch of boxing events out there in Carson, California. So for those of you listening nationally, where the Chargers played for a short time, where they were always out attendanced by every visiting team that would ever come here, the soccer stadium that was the LA Galaxy, there's a little venue, and it was called the Tennis Courts because the Williams sisters were going to put on tennis events there, and it just never came to fruition. So what they did is they started putting on boxing events. It's, I think, maybe 8,000 seats, not a bad seat in the entire place. They just had another boxing event, and you ask anybody who covers boxing or mixed martial arts, and they'll say, best venue we go to every year because it's intimate, and there's something about being able to see everything. Well, now you got it at home. To your point, like, it fits the screen. Everything is presented to you in a perfect form. Like, if you want to bounce around, if you've got a fantasy team and you want to see what's happening with a fantasy player, you can go to that actual game. You can do the game mix formally on DirecTV. So I look at it and I go, yeah, this is $400 YouTube is going to be charging people in some places if you want to get all of it. But in comparison to just going to one game and the traffic and just the hassle to get in and out, and then you see all these brawls at games.
You, like, just took what I was going to say.
What are we doing?
Dude, I have finally went to a game. It was, and then somebody who keeps, Joe, I keep saying I'm not a Lions fan. I went to the Rams-Lions game a couple years ago.
See,
I was there.
Is, Joel.
I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where they the Lions had a chance to win. And
that's right.
The interception.
The Jared
I called
Goff
that interception, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, the Jared Goff ball.
Well, you could have called me and told me not to come if you want to make calls.
I was like, please don't do like Stafford and throw an interception, and bam.
He's back.
So I'm there with my boy. Shout out to Vic. We're hanging out. And just literally – right before the interception, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, something's off in the universe. I said, wait, I know what it is. I haven't seen a fight yet. I've never gone to an NFL game and not seen a fight, and I literally mean that. So we're sitting there. I'm like, Vic, like, bro, we didn't see a fight. Guess what's about to happen? The roll where my feet are. This woman gets into it with this guy, and her man is looking at her like, I can't believe you. Now I got to stand up for you. I don't want to find it. So now he's got to jump up. Hey, man, hey. And this other guy, he's super drunk. He's been annoying her all night. And so next thing I know, now the one dude got up. When I tell you he was about that life, we all needed him in our corner. Whenever you're going out, you needed him. He had on a jersey. I think he had on a, was it, I don't know, he had on a jersey, and I think he put another name on it. It was a street name.
Was
you could tell.
Was it a Lions or a Rams jersey?
It was a Rams jersey, and it said, it wasn't a player.
Okay.
It was like, whatever his street name is, he was like, yeah, take off Stafford and put on this name.
So
and
not,
I was
like a, not like a Jim Everett or anything
no,
like that.
No, this was like slang name.
Okay.
And he got up, and I was like, okay, yeah, it's about to go down. And somehow, right as a dude was like, no, you don't want it. And like was about to swing, someone grabbed it. And then I was like, oh my God, they just broke my streak. I was almost mad. I was like, I want to keep the streak going. This is like Mikal Bridges the other day playing 7 seconds
right.
in a game.
I'm just
going to
be honest with you, though. I wanted to fight that night. Because they in that stadium, they do that. Whose house? They just kept doing it over and over. And all of us, and we showed up to that game. The Lions was there.
Oh, for sure.
And we wanted to walk out with that. Whose house? We was ready for the smoke.
Yeah, but
all right, I want you to be honest.
I don't understand how you thought you would have that opportunity.
Hey,
you said you're a Lions fan. You should have known.
How many Lions Jared Goff jerseys did you see? Let's be honest. Or did you see any Lions Stafford jerseys?
I was impressed.
Because Stafford didn't play that game, did he? Did Stafford play that game?
Yes, he did.
He did.
And he had a great game.
He did.
All right.
He did.
And
yeah.
They were there. The Lions were in the building that day.
Well, but listen, it was the first time in history where a team was going to the Super Bowl and another entire city had the Detroit Rams. There was literally do you remember that? There were literally I have a very good friend who sent me a picture of him like, hey, smiling with a Detroit Rams shirt on. And I saw the memes and I thought the memes were hilarious and I saw Twitter kind of blowing up with it. And then I thought, wait, this and then when I started to see actual real life human beings that I know wear them, this was because you had Matthew Stafford in the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl halftime performance, you had Eminem. And so everybody was like, this is the Detroit Super Bowl. This is the closest we'll ever get. So everyone started. I'll show you during the break here. They had the Detroit Rams shirt, and the people legitimately were buying. This was like a real thing.
I mean, let me tell you something, though. Joel Elliott, who is, you know, he gets all neurotic when it comes to Lions conversation. He can't stand the fact that the Lions are favored to win the division now. Like, for some, like, you want to swim in the garbage that is the reputation of the
it's
Lions.
Comfortable.
And you, I mean, come on, you got to get uncomfortable.
My thing is,
and
we don't
want
to talk
good.
About it, Noxie. It may exist. We just don't want to talk about it.
But see, if you don't want to talk about it, then you're not built like that. Right?
Come on, you're not going to jinx it, Joel. I mean, you got to wear this. I mean, they're the favorite. I'm telling you. Like, Aaron Rodgers is gone. You guys sent him packing. I mean, who knows whether or not that deal's actually going to get done. By the way, if there was going to be a team that was going to screw up that deal, it would be the Jets.
Right, Jets and the Lions looking at each other like that Spider-Man meme.
It's like,
hey, you, me. I know you. You're me.
Like,
yeah.
How can we screw this up? But, you know, there is, for those of you that don't want to go to games and have your streak ruined, like Kelvin, who just had to sit there
just
and watch,
one. I don't want a brawl. Just one little. Like, all right, cool. Check. Got the streak continues.
Just one crack. And
yeah. Just one Rudy Gobert. Jonas, all I wanted was one Rudy Gobert punching the shoulder.
Even to the solar plexus.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of dude. Would you rather get punch or punch in the soul? Like if you're going to like fight me then. Don't like the last second. I really don't want to fight you, but I want to be tough. Like,
and plus, like we were talking about this earlier. I mean, if you're Rudy Gobert, you got the body frame to be a really good Muay Thai fighter. He's got like the long legs. He's light on the front foot.
Point.
And then he just throws that punch and then he gets asked to leave and he's got to apologize on Twitter. And now he's going to miss a game against the Lakers tonight.
Rudy has to have some Rudy time. Like Rudy said, just like, what's going on, bro?
Yeah.
Like we all have it. Listen, if you live long enough, you're going to have a couple moments in life where you got to look yourself in the mirror and be like, what's up, bro? And Rudy needs some Rudy time. I'm laughing and spitting, coughing over phones with the COVID. None of us knew the severity of it. So you want to give him the pass. Then Donovan Mitchell's, I told you, it wasn't just that. I just didn't like him. And kind of similar to Russell Wilson, where guys are like, he really ain't that guy like that.
And by the way, Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs, they're fun. Like, that's a fun team.
The Eastern Conference has the teams for the first time in, like, 20 years.
Eastern Conference is going to be dynamite all the way through.
Yeah, I love that Cavs team is fun, man. Yeah. Garland and Mitchell and Mobley. Shout to him, went to USC out here.
Because Donovan Mitchell's one of those guys to where, like, there's a handful of guys in the NBA where if I said to you, hey, so-and-so scored 60 points
last night. He's on that list.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. He's on that list.
Like,
sure.
You would go, oh, it makes sense. Yep. Yeah, I get it. Like, that makes sense.
He might be the most underrated.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe understated. Like, I don't think anybody, like everybody knows how good he is, but we don't talk about him enough. Like, maybe that's a better way of phrasing it.
Because he played in Utah, now he's in Cleveland.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So, yeah, there's not a lot of notoriety.
There's a documentary waiting to happen, Brothers in Utah.
Oh, yeah?
Because, like, what was it like being a brother in Utah? Man, I'm going to work on that.
Yeah.
Strike that.
Yeah. Call Danny Ainge and see his thoughts on that if he wants to.
Danny, how many brothers were in there? Like, what was that like?
Hey, Danny, why did you bring in Kelly Olynyk?
Man.
What
if I told you?
it's a 30 for 30 for sure. It is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. He's Kelvin Washington. I'm Jonas Knox, in for Dan Patrick and the guys. Coming up next, though, we do have ourselves a recruiting situation in the National Football League. Apparently it worked, and apparently we now know what's going to happen this upcoming season for one franchise and their quarterback. It's yours next here on The Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. NetSuite. Manscaped.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Wow. Dan Patrick Show, Kelvin Washington, Jonas Knox with you here.
That's right.
I mean.
That's right.
I knew I was next to a TV star. I didn't realize I was next to a game show fiend who's been destroying game shows, and it's a family affair.
No, that was funny.
You guys are destroying.
Man, listen. I moved to L.A. with nothing, brother. I had no job. I had nothing. I just had hope and a dream. And one of the things, man, somehow randomly, my wife and I, we did a game show. We did Minute to Win It. And this was when Apollo Ono was the host. And so I could tell you a story about that, too. So we did the game show. And what happens, for those of you, this is so L.A., but when you do it, or any game show, if you're good and you got, you know, you're good, you're energetic, you got to look, they put you in their Rolodex. And they literally, between the producers and all these game shows, they just shop. Hey, like, I need new people. I'll give you my list. You give me your list. And so you end up getting another call. Like, oh, hey, want to do this game show? Okay, sure. Come on. Hey, want to do it? So we end up doing like four or five game shows over the years. And I have story, and each one has its like a great story from each one. But I finally retired, like you said, started doing, you know, radio and TV, and was like, all right, I gotta settle down now. But my wife's
game shows were like a drug habit. You know? Listen, we gotta grow up now. It was cool recreationally, but now I'm older. I can't be.
What are you trying to say?
I
was like, cocaine is a hell of a drug. Like game shows are a hell of a drug.
It just smells good.
Yeah, no, so my wife. Since back, like, it was her one little like veg. We turn on sports, and we just kind of zone out. Hers, believe it or not, was Wheel of Fortune, even at a relatively young age, like mid 20s. And I was always like, what? Okay, like, you're really invested in this, like a member. You know how they have the middle of it, members T1506, check your member number. She was that person, like, oh, I was almost there. So she always wanted to get on the show. Long story short, she goes to some random audition thing in Detroit, which was really just a glorified promotional thing to make people continue to watch it. Moved to L.A. She's still promotion. Remember, is this. She's still trying. And one day she gets a call. Hey, we'd love to have you audition. Well, the problem was, she just had our second baby like a month earlier. So she couldn't, you know, she wasn't really there physically to be on a game. So she was really disappointed. This is my one moment. It's gone. Well, they call her a few years later. And this is during COVID. She does a video audition. She gets it. She's booked to come on the show. She's excited. They're going through all the rigmarole, filling out the paperwork. All right, everybody's good. Fitting, or this look good? Okay, great. Come back tomorrow. We're going to tape. Comes back. They're all excited. Boom. They're taping. She's the very next trio. You know, there's three people. They're next. All right, come on up. They walk to the door. It's like straight out of a movie. And they're like, all right, Tony's her name. They're like, you, John, Tony. Okay, here we go. Someone comes flying out of the back. Wait. And like makes them back up, and everybody, like, they run back in. They're like, what the heck's going on? Someone on the set had COVID. So they literally had to stop the entire thing. And then they shut it down for like 2 weeks. And everybody was like, are they going to call us back? I don't know. Did they move on? Do they get new people? So thankfully, they ended up bringing them back on. She did her thing. And I'm not there. They want to let family there. So the folks in the crowd were literally just the crew. Acting in the crowd like, oh. So I have no idea what's going on. I'm sitting there like, I don't know. Is she winning? Does she do good? Is she long? You know, she doesn't embarrass the name, we're all right. And she ends up winning. And so last year we went to Jamaica. Shout out to Pat Sajak and them and Vanna White and everybody.
So it's a real deal. Like, you got a real vacation. Went to Jamaica and everything, huh?
Yeah, went to Jamaica, man.
Oh man,
out there, you know what I mean? You know, had a little time on the island. It was a good time. So yeah, shout out to Pat Sajak.
Like, it's I mean, we were talking because Mike Lingard, Big Mike, who runs the editing department here. Basically, whatever sound you hear on Fox Sports Radio or the Dan Patrick Show, if there's ever a screw up, he just goes and beats the hell out of anybody who made the mistake. Like, that's his responsibility. But he was actually featured on Supermarket Sweep back in the day, and so we started on game shows. And you just dropped, oh yeah, I went to Jamaica last year, courtesy of Wheel of Fortune. It's like, wait, what?
Listen, this is a sports show, so I'm going to keep it there. But I have all the stories. I ended up hosting a show with Apollo Ono. It was crazy. Like, to be a contestant on a show he was hosting, you know, just, you know, doing the thing. And then, like, later on, hosting was a pretty cool moment. But, yeah, game show, it was an addiction for a minute,
I've been in those lines to try to get on a show. And I guarantee you, Jonas, he's not using that voice out there in those lines getting on those shows. I know he's not. Let's hear the voice you were using to sell the excitement to get on the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm not going to lie. Listen, you got to oversell it. Like, you know, like, what's your name, guys? You know, you gotta, like, you can't be like, hey, what's up, man? This is Jonas. I'm Kelvin. We're just excited to be here. No. You got to have to. So, Jonas, I'm Kelvin. We're from L.A. Like, we love it. Like, we love sports. Like, what's with these sports? What? Like, you got to be, like, over the top, dude. Like, it's because at first, I don't know. I'm coming from Detroit. I'm cool. I'm like, yo, what's up? I'm Kelvin. You know what I'm saying? Detroit, what's up? You know what I mean? It is what it is. And they're like, no, like, hold on. Stop the tape. All right. We want pop it up. Pop it up. We want people to watch this thing and to say, I want to hang out with him. I want to be with them. They're going to win. And then so you got to, like, sniff a line or something or something. Like, slide up, dude. Yeah, you got to get – dude. We actually did that too, by the way.
Yeah.
One show, we were called the Detroiters.
I'd be out. Yeah, that wouldn't work for me.
You can't get it up? Come on.
I can't, especially if I –
that didn't sound right. You can't get it up. That did not sound right at all.
That didn't sound right.
Hold on. Hold up.
Actually, no, it probably does, you know, for being honest. But that's a whole other conversation for a whole other time. But, I mean, nonetheless, so there it is. Fun
when you
time
get to L.A., man, L.A., listen, sometimes you got to L.A. it in L.A.
You have to.
You got to L.A. it in L.A.
You know, things get expensive out there.
You L.A., too. I know you eat avocado toast.
I do like avocados.
See? You're LA-ing it.
I mean, I'm not avocado toast, too many carbs, but I do like avocado.
By the way, I didn't want to bring it up. You're in great shape, man. I've now seen you for like 4 to 5 years just crossing paths. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? You know, you're in great shape, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
You look good. Like, you didn't fall off. I mean, like, I wasn't like, hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. I saw you in 2019. You were in great shape.
Yeah, you called it because he's like in the gym at like crazy hour.
Well, because the show starts at 3 a.m., so I got to be up, 1 a.m., a little before 1 a.m.
Do you
so
have
I,
to?
I just work, yeah, because I have to work out before. Otherwise, I can't stay awake. Like, it just, like, your body doesn't get used to that time. So if I work out before and
so
I get
a good
sweat.
So you work out at 1 a.m.?
Yeah, 1 a.m. I get a full workout.
Where?
At home.
I was about to say, you can't possibly be walking into a gym.
No. No gyms are open. Yeah. I mean, you could go. There's some that claim to be open 24 hours. They're not. They're always closing down all the time. So I'll do that, and then I'll get, like, a jog. I'll go, on the streets to get, like, about a mile in, and then get a good sweat in, and then come in.
So that's your drug. Mine was game shows. Yours is running and working out.
And the reason why I haven't really gained any weight is because when I'm awake, nothing's open anyways.
That's true.
So there's not.
Listen, brother, I ain't going to lie.
The options are limited.
You remember when you watched Looney Tunes and they stare at somebody and they turn into a turkey leg? All of y'all starting to turn into turkey legs, okay? Your boy is sitting here hungry. I'm like, I'm looking around the room. I'm like, all right, I'm drinking my little water. This ain't cutting it.
We got a vending machine.
I'm about to hit it. Lee, you didn't take care of your boy. Yeah. I haven't seen you, Lee, in, I don't know, months or a year. You didn't hit a Randy's Donuts or nothing?
Yeah, Lee's, there's a vending machine here at the studio, and there's a bag of Rolled Golds from the 1920s in there, I believe. So if you're interested, if you're really that desperate, we do have some options.
Time's used to that craft services from the TV live.
You know, and by the way, if that vending machine.
I wanted to say you're wrong.
If that vending machine took credit cards, it'd probably be a Discover card. Because at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Speaking of partying, now this wasn't Jamaica, but apparently Lamar Jackson and Odell Beckham Jr. celebrated his arrival in Baltimore at Live Nightclub in Miami. Now, I don't know if you've been to Live Nightclub in Miami. I've heard things.
I'm trying to maintain. Look, I'm married, you know. I don't even. What is Liv?
I've been there.
Yeah.
I know the Liv golf tournament or golf. What
is
that?
Is it called
about?
Liv? By the way, can we get a confirmation on that? Lee, is it Liv? Is that the name of the club?
Oh, it's Liv.
Oh, we could ask Joel. Joel knows.
Yeah.
No, it's Liv.
No, it's It's live and it's live.
It's live and live.
Good. That's not the one that's open 24 hours. Is that 11 that's open 24 hours in Miami? I think that one is
Miami. No,
hour.
Miami. As kids say, Miami is not proper English, but Miami be Miamian.
Yeah.
It does.
And
like,
so,
you go down there.
Yeah, apparently Lamar recruited Odell Beckham Jr. to Baltimore, which is interesting because there's this whole notion that Lamar may not be back there, but he gave OBJ, apparently, according to Ian Rappaport and others of the NFL Network, just some sort of an indication that he at least would be the quarterback this upcoming season. So all this conversation we've been having, and it's just going to end up in Lamar going back to Baltimore, all the fun stuff that could have been had.
But I actually have thought that the whole time. It's not, because sometimes it isn't just like the money. It isn't just maybe opportunity, playing opportunity or minutes or whatever it may be. It's just we fit. Baltimore and Lamar Jackson is like the greatest creation on earth other than the wheel, maybe the fire, maybe the internet, peanut butter and jelly. Okay? It just fits. It just works. You don't eat those. It's carbs.
No.
But it just fit and it works. And Lamar Jackson is so Baltimore as far as what they look to do, the way their offense is run. And one of the things we all have given them credit for, which I love, is that they didn't say, we're going to break him and we're going to mold him and this is how he... No, they're like, all right, what does he do well? Bet. We're going to play along to that.
Agreed.
This is what we're going to do. And you don't invest your entire philosophy, your ethos, the way in which you conduct business around this guy and then just, you know, oh, we're not letting him go. Now, are owners, or maybe I don't want to say owners because then, you know, collusion, but are there an owner in this case saying, I can't do that? Cleveland made the mistake of giving Deshaun Watson all that money. Why do I have to pay, you know, because of them being idiotic? What has Cleveland really done, you know, is the football team outside of LeBron? Which they're probably looking at him. Can we sign him as a tight end? But why do I have to pay for that foolishness?
Yeah.
Never in the history have we done it that way. One team does it. And really, they didn't even do it for, like, Andrew Luck. They didn't do it for Pat Mahomes. They didn't do it for Peyton Manning, Andrew. They did it for a guy who, while talented, whole lot of question marks around.
Yeah.
So that made it even weirder, right?
What, like, do you mean the question mark? You mean like the 60, you know,
that was the question mark, Jonas.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, it was a 60 or 70.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
And so it's like, that's the guy that gets a deal, not Pat Mahomes, where you could be like, you know what? I ain't going to lie. He's worth it.
Right.
You know, that's Aaron Rodgers, they say 7-8 years ago. You're like, I ain't going to lie. He's worth it. Say, coming up, Joe Burrow or something. Deshaun Watson in the middle of, not like 3 years removed, right? Got past it. Maybe things we all forgot about it because that's what we do as fans and that's what teams do. We move on. Like, in the middle of it. So the Ravens are saying, man, this ain't even about you, Lamar. This is about the Lamar 2.0 who's going to come behind you in a decade, right?
Yeah.
I can't set this precedent. My wife's in law school. You learn all they talk about and care about is precedents. We can't set the precedent now where that's what guys are going to be expecting, right? If you're Bryce Young and in 3 years you ball out, I want the Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
So we got to stop that. But if fit, it makes sense. And you start to wonder now what makes sense moving forward? Is it a year? Is it some, you know, we couldn't meet at the 180, 190, when we, fine, I'll settle with 150 and an OBJ. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, where is that work now? We'll have to find out. But it just makes sense, man. And listen, sometimes you don't want to, I'm going to make a point so much that I move on. All right, fine. You move on and you end up in fill-in-the-blank city with fill-in-the-blank team. And maybe it's like, I can't remember, but I think Joel said it earlier. Maybe it is. It ends up being a Russell Wilson where, like, that just didn't work. It doesn't look good. It ain't feeling good. And now it's like your career is not in jeopardy because he's still young. But you know what I mean? It's just like Lamar is never Lamar like we thought.
Nobody's going to love Lamar like Baltimore loves Lamar. And to your point, it's the organization who traded up to draft him. Ozzie Newsome is still part of that organization. Eric DaCosta was there when they drafted him. John Harbaugh. And look, depending on what reports you believe, there was some speculation that after the season when Lamar Jackson was brought in, the 2018 season, that after that year, there was going to be massive turnover in Baltimore to where they had already decided John Harbaugh and them were going to amicably split and go in different directions. He was going to get a job probably that offseason because it's John Harbaugh.
Yep.
He's done such a great job. But they realized we'd reached our end. Joe Flacco's at its end. Ozzie Newsome's walking away, stepping down from his role, and then John Harbaugh's gone. They turn the keys over to Lamar Jackson. They make a playoff run. He saved a lot of jobs.
That's a great point.
They know that. And John Harbaugh got an extension. He's obviously still there. And they have done nothing but been as complimentary to Lamar Jackson and, to your point, try and build around his strengths, identified what those were and designed an offense and a game plan around what he does best, which is not the norm. And there's a lot of quarterbacks whose careers never got off to the right, to a good start because they were with an organization that tried to do something different and there was turnover. They did the opposite, and Lamar was an MVP because of that. So nobody's going to love him like they do. But yeah, to your, what you said, they're looking at the Deshaun Watson contract. That's the exception, not the rule. That was Jimmy Haslam and the Browns who went way over the top because they were desperate to get a franchise quarterback, even one with all the other crap going on, in the background with all the stuff and the allegations and the lawsuits and even a couple that he's still dealing with this week. He's having to testify under oath on Monday, apparently. Like, all of that stuff to go along with it. The Ravens are looking at that going, we love you, we just can't do that. And it's a reason why Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, was the guy who was most vocal when Deshaun Watson signed that contract. He came out and said, are we sure that's the guy we want to set a precedent with when it comes to guaranteed contracts? Because he knew this was going to happen with Lamar Jackson. That's what he was going to want. And whether this is just the one-year prove-it for him and Odell Beckham Jr., or if they go back to the table and it's the three-year, $133 million guarantee, whatever the case is, I just don't think he's already seen a little glimpse of what it's like and how little interest there is in giving him that contract. I think both sides end up figuring out a way to make this thing work, and he goes back to Baltimore, obviously.
And I do think there's a part of him that, if you're really looking at what he's doing, maybe, I don't want to say a martyr, because in that case he would have to kind of end, you know what I mean? Like, he went to another team where he just never played football again. Like, how you could argue Colin Kaepernick in this instance of being a martyr. But I do think there's an element of him, and this is where I give credit to LeBron James, of the business mind. It wasn't just, you know, I'll just be a player, I'll take whatever. It was, I'll take less because it makes sense for me to go be Heat because it's good for my business, right? Yeah. I'll take more because at this point I deserve more. I'll do a 1-1, 1 year, and the next year I have the option, not you. You know how rare that is? So, like, I think there's an element of Lamar that is saying, man, I can be transformative with this, right? And even if it ultimately loses, but folks will say, like, man, he stood up for it, right? Because now maybe the next quarterback says, I'm going to try it. Maybe I don't get it, but I'm going to try it. Because somebody has to be the bird rights in the NBA. Like, someone always has to be a trailblazer. And I think maybe because Deshaun Watson was gifted this, and yes, he's talented, but he was gifted that opportunity. Maybe Lamar is like, nah, man, I'm going to fight for this because it's bigger than just simply I'm that good. It's, yo, we're busting our butts. We're putting our bodies on the line. Guarantee your boy some money. Yeah. Not just because Deshaun Watson is good. Take him out of the equation. Say he never existed on Earth. I'm that good. I'm putting my all out there. So are these guys. Give us what we deserve. So I do think there's an element of that. And ultimately, he can at least say, look in the mirror and look at all this, other guys, former players, current players, future players, say, hey, I tried.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to get us the NBA, MLB mode of guaranteed contracts.
It's the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. He's Kelvin Washington. I'm Jonas Knox, in for Dan Patrick and the guys. Coming up next, though, somebody has got some company in the world of sports. You talk about a disaster. We'll get into that for you next here, the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It's the Dan Patrick Show here. He's Kelvin Washington. I'm Jonas Knox. In for Dan Patrick and the guys. Coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now, we are going to have a discussion about what a throwback could look like right now in the world of sports, right? Because we're on the brink of something, and if you did a throwback, I feel like it would really play well in today's crowd. So we'll get into that for you here coming up about 10 minutes from now. Before we get to this story about a disaster in the world of sports, I want to let you know we are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com. What the hell's going on with your Dallas Mavericks, man? I mean, Jesus.
Man. It's amazing what a year can do, right? You're a year ago, Luke is the best player, if not the best. He's, you know, one, two, or three in the league.
If you were starting a franchise today,
Luke, and I would have been one of those folks, and I still may be, but I'm definitely have him get on the Jonas Knox regiment. Bro, I'm going to need you to get in shape. Come on, Luca.
He does, by the way.
Luca looking like me. Luca has a six-pack of beer and at least six smokes after a game.
He does look like he's got the Vlade Divac diet. You know, there's something about it.
But I guarantee you he's the same. Like, you listen, you know how you hear the epic stories of LeBron and Kobe, and after the game they'll still work out, and then they'll do this and they'll do that. Luca, let me tell you what, Luca going home to Netflix and some Rocky Road ice creams. Luca is not about that life like that, which it's worked well for him for probably 8 years of a professional, if you count the years as like a 13, maybe a 10 years. It's like 13, 14 as a professional. But Luca, because I'm going to tell you, if Kevin Love, remember when he was at UCLA, looked a little doughy, got in the league after a year or two, you're like, whoa, is he? Like, you almost were like, is he okay?
Yeah.
Like, Carmelo Anthony finally got in shape in the last 5, 6, 7 years. So I'm like, okay, there's guys who got into some great shape, who lost some weight, and you're like, all right, man, So Luka and Zion.
Yeah, it's, although here's
different builds, different things, but we need you. We got to tighten it up.
I feel like I love Zion Williamson because he just keeps his mouth shut, and he's been the butt of every joke for a couple of years now. And I don't know. I mean, is it really the weight, or is he just? He's just a little bit cursed almost in a way. Like Anthony Davis. Like Anthony Davis is not heavy, but just he lands wrong. And so I don't know, like the Zion stuff, I really want it to work out for Zion. And you've seen him when he is in shape and he's working out. I mean, he's explosive, he's fun to watch. Luka does look like somebody who, you know, at any given time, if you check his back pockets, there's a carton of Marlboros or 100%. A pack of Marlboros there.
100%. And he, you can tell he has all the beer. And I'm not saying don't live it up. But on a serious note, as Mark Cuban or as a general manager or as one of his teammates, especially one that might be side by side with him for a while, maybe Kyrie, who knows? They're almost forced to have to bring him back. But let's say it is Kyrie. another person who's gotten not that he was ever doughy, but he's got an incredible shape. He's like vegan. He's almost to the point. He's like, man, I might need you to eat a steak, bro. But fast forward, they're gonna have to figure this thing out because you don't want to waste, right? You don't want to Dan Marino this thing where you're like, oh man, he'll be back. He'll get to the mountaintop, man. Not guaranteed. Look, and it's like, no, it never happened. And he was one of the best players ever, and it never happened. So you don't want to take for granted. Injuries happen. Career changes happen just where you're not into it. He's been playing way longer than the average, professionally, than the average person.
Yeah.
So you don't want to waste that. They got to figure it out, but they're going to get a draft pick. They're like, hey, look, 1, 2, 3, Cancun.
Yeah, I mean, just the whole sitting out players on Friday night, and then the only reason you actually sent Luka out there is because it was Slovenian night. I mean, that is just... Jerry Jones has got to be looking at Mark Cuban going, hey, thanks, dude. Like, I'm no longer the butt of every joke for us coming up short and being a disappointment.
Adam Silver's looking like, hey, bro.
Oh, man.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.